from Mikey's Cave.
I'm just a caveman.
It's the Colvin Brothers Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Daniel, my brother.
We're the Colvin Cousins.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit.
Watch it, buddy.
So, what did your brother do to you?
Why did I take this gig again?
How you doing? This is Roosevelt Colvin.
With six, you get egg roll and the Colvin Brothers on
Z93. Yes.
Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You're listening to the Colvin Brothers.
Take this, brother.
I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Brother Michael. My name is Michael.
A-A-R-S, cars for kids.
You're going to want that cowbell.
That's what she said.
Number six for Colvin.
I'm going to wipe the floor with you, Woody.
See about that, kid.
Brett Gretzky.
Michael!
I am your brother.
The Colvin Brothers.
Hash Brown
Comedy.
On Z93. Last Licks with the Colvin Brothers.
Let's find out. One, two, three. Three.
On Z93.
Daddy's 12 years old and tomorrow she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid. For your family get paid, it's the wrong way. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Salty tears running down to her chin, and it ruins up her makeup and never wanna give. A cigarette pressed between her lips, but I'm staring at her tits, it's the wrong way. Strong if I can, but I am only a man, so I take her to the can, it's the wrong way. The only family that she's ever had is her seven horny brothers and a drunk ass dad.
Everybody, it's Sunday, and you know what that means. It's time for the Colvin Brothers Podcast, and this week we're doing Last Licks, okay? So this either means that somebody died in the band, or it was their last time in the band. And the first one that we're doing...
So nobody died on this show?
Nobody... Well, I think you're still kicking. Who is that, Michael?
Yeah, remember me?
Oh, all right. Well, you're still kicking.
They tried to kill me, but we caught the guy.
Yeah. We'll talk about your ratios later.
Yes.
But Sublime, Wrong Way, Bradley Nowell passed away, so he kicked the bucket for our Last Licks right there.
Before you ever heard of him.
Yeah, well, you know, it was one of those things where at the time I was working in New Paltz.
Okay, wait. We worked at all the same bars. P&G's, McGillicuddy's, Murphy's, or...
I was at McGillicuddy's. I was okay. The Friday night DJ.
All right.
And we used to play alternative rock, just like kind of we do in Mahoney's for the first half hour.
Right.
And we used to, you know, rock out the Sublime all the time. Mm. But little did anybody know that, you know, he died and he would no longer be making albums. So we got a full studio today. Obviously, D.O.T. Taylor is usually here all the time, even if there is no pizza. And then we got Mole, who was on a show a couple months ago, which to this day I still call Teen Time because of Mole.
Yes.
So I got to thank him.
She has a new name.
And then I'll let you introduce our last guest.
Yeah, our final guest. It's going to be sad to see her go. I got to know her real well over the summer. a comic out of Chicago that is also an author of It's Messy, which I highly recommend.
It's Messy.
We have Abigail Massengale. That's her real name. Hey. He's back.
Hey. Hey, how y'all doing?
That just sounds so staged, but it's not.
I know. My grandparents looked at me and said, baby, you going to get a job. We're going to give her a real name.
Well, you keep it real.
What do you get your voice back? Because you sound like Cousin Eddie.
After my surgery.
All right.
I get,
well, this is after your surgery, actually.
Are we still doing the illusion that we're live?
Yeah.
So I survived?
Yeah.
All right. Yay.
He was sounding like Stevie from Malcolm in the Middle. Stevie.
Well, I prefer Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, which I never stop watching.
There you go.
Did you
watch that?
No, I didn't.
I'm giving you a homework assignment because I'm hoping that you come back next year. You got to watch Breaking Bad. It's going to take you 10 minutes because you're going to love it. And then Better Call Saul. So that's two shows, same theme. How long would it take?
12 seasons between the two.
It's going to go quick.
So it should take you about a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's worth it.
Okay.
It's worth it. Don't get a man. We'll talk about that later.
Do you have to watch them in a particular order?
Well, I watched Breaking Bad after it was already out, so I binged it. But Better Call Saul, when you don't watch it, binging it, it's a little painful. I wasn't a big fan of the Chuck storyline.
I mean, in terms of watching Better Call Saul before Breaking
Bad. There's people that have done it. I wouldn't recommend it, but it can be done.
Yeah, you could if you want.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Renegades are back at the Dutch this week. We're finishing up our regular season.
Oh, just like the Parent Club.
Yes. And, the Yankees, you know, they're still better
than them. Look, they've won one game a week since the trade deadline, which means they're on pace to win five more before the season ends.
But the Renegades are going to be going to the playoffs. At least that's the way it looks like now. They got six more games. They're going to be on the road after this week. So if you want to come down, HVRenegades.com.
Come see me in the booth. Well, I came down for one final game before Friday. You were filling in for Zoles. And I have to say, stellar job.
Our next song is going out to one of our first angry listeners. This is about a year ago.
Oh, my God.
They messaged us on our Facebook page.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
We've been on for a while now.
We talked about Janis Joplin, and Michael said she got some bad smack. And,
which she did. Abigail, she's the youngest of us, so yeah, a lot of these people died of heroin, just letting you know.
So this song is going out to that angry listener. I hope he's still listening, you know.
No, probably not.
Anyways, it's the Mercedes-Benz. It's the Colvin Brothers on
Z93. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it.
No sooner was this song in the can, and the singer kicked the bucket.
Yeah! Y'all call?
The Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Natchez in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. There's always something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. Nobody told me there'd be
Everybody's running, and no one makes a move. Well, everybody's a winner, I've nothing left to lose. There's a little yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. Everybody's flying, and no one leaves the ground. Well, everybody's crying, and no one makes a sound. There's a place for us in movies, you just gotta lay around. Everybody's flying, I never touch the sky. There's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised.
Colvin Brothers on Z93, John Lennon, Nobody Told Me. Of course, John Lennon bit it right there on the steps down in New York City.
Let's be a little kinder.
When's the gentleman getting on parole? He's still alive, right?
Yoko keeps forgiving him, but we don't.
Oh, Yoko, the B-side featuring Yoko Ono's Oh Sanity.
Yes.
That is a great song.
We're going to play it right now.
Don't know what to do with my sanity.
That's for you, OB.
He hates Yoko. He hates Yoko and he hates Elvis. I'm like, just watch the damn movie. It was good.
The Japanese hate Yoko.
Yeah,
the Japanese?
Yeah,
they took her name.
Everybody except for my daughter.
I think Abigail was talking about the late, great Yokozuna because she's a wrestling fan. As Mo would attest over there, because he's got a plug your wrestling podcast.
Oh. All right. I'll leave when you guys do that later. Okay.
I'm giving the chance for Mo to do some talking in here. We got a guest.
I don't want
to
hear him.
The Colvin Five.
Are you ready for the Colvin Five?
On Z93.
All right, the Colvin Five this week. Restaurants you wish were still around. This is sponsored by the Sidewinder. Okay, this is the first place that I ever got drunk on Route 9.
I thought you were like the first place you ever got food poisoning.
No, that. First place I ever got food poisoning was probably Roy Rogers.
Our mother was like the queen of finding places to get us food poisoning.
I only had it once. I think I talked about it in the air. I had projectile vomited when I was a cashier at BJ's Wholesale Club.
Can we do a restaurant I wish would go? Arby's, the whole chain.
Arby's?
I wish Arby's would just go.
We've got the meat.
Nobody eats.
Arby's. Girl, we can talk about that. In Cheshire, I'm going down the street. It's the closest fast food place to where I used to live.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going over there for no roast beef.
For real, when does this conversation ever happen? Hey, I'm hungry. Do you want to go to Arby's?
It never happens.
There you go.
Said no one ever.
No one. 2 a.m. the club. Hey, you want to go to Arby's? No, that's not the meat I want, okay? Just saying.
Anyways, Arby's is a sponsor for the Colvin Brothers.
Sorry.
No, he's
sorry.
Been holding out. We don't have sponsors.
No, I'm kidding. But one of the restaurants that I kind of wish was still around was this place called Bugaboo Creek. It used to be on Route 9, Wappingers Falls, or Poughkeepsie area, right in front of the Galleria. They had the big moose that would come out for the birthday parties.
They talked.
The rainbow trout was the truth. Okay, now I have to get that a Red Lobster, and you never know where you're getting from Red Lobster. You're just getting that red snapper.
It's usually not red nor lobster.
No, it's that dirty red snapper that they buy down at...
in front of a lady? Come on.
Oh, no, she's doing what I'm talking about, the imitation crab meat.
Dirty red snapper.
Anyways, what's the restaurant that's no longer around? You grew up in Chicago where it's messy.
Right. It was this restaurant called Jerry's back in the day. Oh, and Farmer Brown, like the top
now,
two.
Now we're talking. Tell us about Farmer Brown.
Farmer Brown.
Oh, my God. Farmer Brown was a good barbecue spot and used to light up the alley like right before you got to it. And when the owners of those two, Jerry's and Farmer Brown, when they died, those two restaurants went. And it's like the good soul food on the north side of Chicago was like gone.
All right, Mo, what do you got? What restaurant are you missing?
It's not much miss is the Papagino's in the Kingston Mall. It was a pizza place. It's the only place you can get crappy pizza, have a conversation with a 6-inch roach. And
well, whatever, yo.
Yeah, you know. And,
that was an inside joke. Our friend Caesar had roaches all the time. He would leave his leftovers on a plate underneath his bed. And like 3 weeks later, his mom would be like, Caesar, you got leftovers underneath this bed. Like, whatever, yo.
It was literally like Joe's Apartment. Did you ever see that movie?
Joe's Apartment.
Yeah, you remember that?
Steven has seen all the movies.
That was like an MTV movie, right?
Yeah, it was an MTV. Yeah, it, talking roaches and all that good stuff. Man. Yeah.
Mommy, why I don't eat Raisin Bran?
There you go.
Raisin Bran got roaches in it?
No, raisins look like roaches to me in a bowl.
Oh, you don't? What?
I can't get over it. I can't eat raisins.
I stopped talking to family members when they tried to give me a chocolate chip cookie and it was raisins. Okay, you don't play that game with me.
George, what do you got?
I got two. My old school one is Cowdy Cafe in Kingston. I loved their nachos.
Oh, second shout out for Kingston.
Yes. And number two, we lost them a few weeks ago, Billy Bob's Barbecue.
Yeah, what happened there? I just found out about that.
They were having a really hard time during COVID keeping people that wanted to work.
Well, you know what happens? The kids at Vassar don't leave campus, so there's nobody to support
them. All right, you got number five.
This is a big one. I know that Steven's going to appreciate it. Stacy Sternback. Sternback, La Fonda del Sol.
Fonda del Sol. That's the first place I ever got carded. Now, not the first place that I ever drank. The first place I ever drank was Michael was DJing at this bar called Birdie's in Poughkeepsie.
You were eight.
And we used to go there all the time, and you know, you could be 18 to drink. Didn't matter. Until this girl screwed it up for all of us by driving it and run over or something like that. So, that you know, they changed it up a little bit. But, yeah, I went. The girlfriend at the time said, you have to get carded. Like, I've been drinking for, like, the last 4 years. So I got carded, and then I went to our station over on Pendle Road and did the overnight. So that was my story. But La Fonda del Sol, great place. Loved it. Miss it.
Number four, first-time listener, Steve Geisinger. Chi-Chi's, but hold the hepatitis, please.
Oh, yes. Steve Geisinger, a.k.a. Woody.
Oh, that's who that is?
Yeah.
I thought it was first-time guy.
Is that anybody here ever been to a Chi-Chi's, or is that like a Pennsylvania
I don't know
thing?
What Chi-Chi's is.
Well, either way, he got his vote in.
Man, the hepatitis reference got me. That's the
hepatitis. You got the hepatitis as well.
No, that comes from people like going to the bathroom and not washing their hands or straying eggs. So that's like really wild.
Oh, he doesn't do that either.
Ew.
Number three, Dave Darcy, Bill Walters, and DJ Razzle Dazzle, the Ground Round.
Ground Round, that's where they throw the peanuts on the
floor. Well, you paid what
floor,
you
right?
made. That's right. Okay. Did you ever go?
No, that was before my time. You know, with Jude and Frank, we went to Banta's Steak and Stein in front of Caldor.
Okay, because there was a Ground Round in Poughkeepsie, but the one in Kingston. I used to go to the one in Kingston because I worked at Deco's.
Yeah.
So, not a lot, but if I was going to go to the one, that's where it was.
Abigail's got number two.
Hey, Cousin Lauren Hamill, Pizzeria Uno potato skin.
Now, Pizzeria Uno lasted quite well. That's Chicago. I mean, it's not, though, right? Mm-mm. I mean, you're... that's total BS that it's Chicago.
Well, they called it Chicago Grill, and that was where the Buffalo Diarrhea Wings is right now, over by Kohl's.
Yes, it is. Yes, Uno was a franchise.
Oh, man. I got a screw in one of my pasta salads there one time. I got a Cajun pasta, and there was a big screw in it. I didn't go back. Kickball Chrissy, Linus, which is our sister Carolyn, and Arnie Brown is Friendlies. There's no Friendlies around here anymore unless you go to, what was it, teens, you have to go to Clifton Park or something?
Yeah, she's like the person that knows where the final Blockbuster is.
Johnstown, New York.
Yeah, I do enjoy. Well, Friendlies has still got the ice cream at your local grocery store. Yeah.
Very good.
If you go there. Yeah. That's the Colvin 5, folks.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows, has the face like Stood a ring, cold.
It's the Colvin Brothers on Z93 Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. Maul, I'll let you take this. What happened in this one? Last Licks, did he die or did he get kicked out of the band? What do you remember?
Oh, God, I want to say he died.
Yeah, Chris Cornell. A lot of those guys that were wearing the flannels back in the 90s, you know, Kurt Cobain and Chris Cornell. And Eddie Vedder's still alive, though. That's my man right there. I went there to see him down in New Jersey the night that Mark McGwire hit number 62. And he's such a big baseball fan. He's a big Cubs fan. And he took his guitar, crumbled up a piece of paper, and he took the guitar pretending to be a bat, and he hit the paper into the crowd like it was a home run. And he told all of us, because back then, you know, you weren't connected to the internet as much as you are now. He said, he hit number 62! So I thought that was pretty cool. So I'm glad he's still kicking. So now I got a game for everybody. Okay, this is called One Word, meaning I'm going to name one word, and you have to figure out what movie I'm talking about. All three of you have buzzards. D.O.T. Taylor, we got Mull, and we got It's Messy, number three. Abigail, okay. Massengale.
Okay.
All right, number one. First one to buzz in. Chocolates.
Forrest Gump.
Mull. Let me call your name first, no, jerk. I
play Jeopardy. Forrest Gump.
All right, Michael, keep tabs of who's winning.
I'm not here.
All right. Number two, Corleone. George.
The Godfather.
Godfather. Tie 1-1. Number three, Dinosaur. George.
Well, it could be any Godzilla movie. I'm going to go for you, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, yeah. George is in the lead, 2-1. Are you playing this game or what, girl?
I am playing. I put the buzzer.
All right. I got one for you. The Fratellis. Mole.
Goonies.
The Goonies. Tied up, 2-2. Atreyu.
What the hell is that?
Man, Mole, did you spend any time away from the TV? What do you got?
Never-Ending Story.
Never-Ending Story.
Didn't see it.
That was a classic. Did you see that one?
No. Child.
No.
Nordberg. Barbara Nordberg.
Oh, something about being naked in a gun.
Naked gun. There you go. Barbara's got one. All right. This is a layup, okay?
Okay.
Krueger. What you got?
I haven't seen it, but Friday the 13th. Krueger. You said Freddy Krueger.
I know. You just messed up all the movies. Jason Voorhees is the guy from Camp Crystal Lake for Friday the 13th. What's the other one? It's a street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
There you go. Okay. Nightmare on Elm Street. Abigail's on the board. Number nine.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Spicoli. Mole.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, what a great movie. Mole, you're going to win this in a landslide. I don't think there's any way for anybody to win.
Good, I got to make up for last time.
All right, number 10. Number 10, Slimer. George.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. All right, well, either way, Mole won. Congratulations. You got a family four-pack to Action Park for next weekend. Okay, you can only use it on Sunday after 6 o'clock when it gets dark.
I'm being fat bad because like I only saw one out of all 10 of those movies.
All right, you know how we told you before you got to watch Better Call Saul and you got to watch Breaking Bad? You got 10 movies now to watch by the time we see you.
I'm not watching Nightmare on Elm. I'm just throwing that one out there.
Are you afraid of the horror movies?
I don't do horror movies.
All right. We're the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Sing a lonely song of a deep blue dream.
horses seem to be on the march.
Colvin Brothers on Z93, some Doors, Love Her Madly. This is a Michael pick, right?
Well, yeah, I picked it. You know, obviously, we're doing Last Licks. It was the last song the Doors did before A. Morrison technically left the band, but you know, he left the plane. You know, he left the earth. But there was a show when we were kids, or younger anyway, called Kids in the Hall. And it's known for I Squish Your Head. It was our sister's favorite show. And I watched a couple of episodes, but the one thing that stuck with me, being the music guy, was they had this skit where a guy goes into a record store, kind of like I do now, and I'm a record snob, obviously. And so the guy comes in, and he wants to get, you know, a Doors record, and the guy in the counter, whose job it is to sell him whatever he wants, because that's the thing, he's like, no, you don't want Love Her Madly. If you're a Doors fan, that's the one song you don't like. And it just stuck with me for the past 30 years. Because as a guy that worked in rock radio my entire life, yeah, you get beaten into the ground with it.
That sounds like a scene from High Fidelity. I know Mo saw that one. Mo's seen everything.
You got a birthday coming. When is your birthday?
August 22nd.
Oh, right, so happy birthday. We already passed it.
I'm allowed to not know.
Oh.
But so belated happy birthday.
Thank
and,
you.
And so our friend Teen, who wanted to be here today but couldn't due to a time travel thing, helped me with this. It took over a year to make happen, but why don't you and Steven tell the story? Because this cracks me up.
Our niece Rosa and her husband Justin, Justin's whole family has like a campground upstate, which is Blackthorn Resort.
Blackthorn Resort.
Up so in they the have all the campers and whatnot, and we went up for a weekend. Me, George, you guys know on the show, Albert and Woody. So we all went up there. You know, sleeping in the tents, roughing it out. Which was the worst, because if I knew what I knew then that I know now, I would have brought an inflatable bed like George did. George slept really well that weekend, right?
I knew better, so yes.
So all weekend long, Justin's father, Russell, who was pretty much, you know, the man that's running all the events and keeping the fire going and all that kind of good stuff, kept calling George Charles, you know. But George is such a quiet, laid-back dude, he just kind of went with it. But at first, I don't think he even knew that he was calling you Charles, right?
Yeah, I think he said it once or twice Friday, and I didn't really catch it until the following day. We were out at the field for the sporting events, and yeah, he certainly said Charles. And I looked at you like, he just called me Charles.
Yeah, and I started dying laughing, and of course I wasn't going to correct the man. So later on at the fire pit, he says it again in front of his son Justin. Now Justin, this is the first time he hears him called Charles, but Justin called him out.
Yeah, we're sitting there at the fire pit drinking, having a good time, back and forth, Charles this, Charles that. Eventually, Justin walks by and looks over at us and says, who the hell is Charles?
And Russell's like, you let me call you Charles the whole weekend and didn't correct me once? So for the next like 2 days, he called you every name in the book.
Yes, now it's a running gag. My name changes every hour on the hour, yeah, and I'm anything but George when I'm
so
there.
If you ever see the promo artwork, which there's one now hanging in the basement, George will either be D.O.T. Taylor, he'll be George Taylor, or he'll be Charles. But I like to call him Lawrence Fishburne from Dream Warriors, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, Dead Ringer.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Or Blackish.
Like, you don't know. You do look like help. Help. You the one needs help.
You should see him. You should see him dance. So yeah. So for his birthday, we got a shirt that says Charles. And I said, you've got to wear it every time we do the podcast from now on, because that's the kind of dick I am.
We're the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho. Show. I've been made some plans for later on tonight. I'll find a little queen and I know I can treat her right. What's your name, little girl? What's your name? Shooting you straight, little girl, won't you do the same?
what's your name? Little girl, what's your name? Shooting you straight, little girl, well, there ain't no shame. What's your name? Little girl, what's your name?
Timex, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
On Z93.
Thank you.
shot on the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday.
Colvin Brothers on Z93, Last Licks, whether it's an artist or somebody that died in the band or somebody that basically broke off from the original band. In this case, nobody died, at least that I don't think anyone died in the Police. But their last song, which I thought was Don't Stand So Close to Me, was actually...
As a cheesy way of selling a greatest hits package, they took my favorite Police song, Don't Stand So Close to Me, and redid it for 1986 for no apparent reason. I was only 6 years old. And so somebody like my brother, who was like, oh, let me see what we're playing. Oh, we're playing those songs. Like, no. You don't know the story. We're not talking about that song. But it's out there. I think they only released it once, and they tried to pretend it didn't happen.
Like a
but
band speed to it.
It's funny. I had actually forgotten. I used to have to play this for a living.
Matter of fact, since it's going to upset Michael Breckman, give me a little snippet. Oh, yeah, there it is. Huh? Who's getting that on a 45 for Christmas?
Oh, man.
45 for Christmas? Yeah. The only 45 you can give me ever for a gift, I don't do Christmas, but if you give me a gift, that Jordan jersey. How you doing?
Jordan jersey? I have the black and red jersey. See, back in the day, there used to be this place called the Champion mm-hmm. Outlet in Hyde Park. Mm-hmm. And in high school, I matched everything when I went to school. Okay, so I had like 40 basketball jerseys from the NBA. And they all had to match. So I had I loved the Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets back then with Larry okay. Johnson and Alonzo Mourning and all those guys. Mm-hmm. I had the Larry Johnson shoes, which I talked my mom into getting me. Because years growing back, I had to get the LA gear and the Jordache and all these.
Back when the NBA had testosterone.
Well, yeah. Well, now it got ruined when what's-his-face from the Sixers came on board. What was his name? Allen Iverson.
Iverson.
Practice?
It totally went downhill, But back then... Everyone was a Jordan fan because he's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
So, I didn't wear them all the time, but I had mad respect. So I got the red Jordan jersey and I got the black Jordan jersey and I kept both of them because Jordan's the man. But I also kept my Larry Johnson jersey and my Dennis Rodman Bulls jersey too.
Man, I promise you, it's like this LeBron area, and I'm not dogging LeBron, but he's a great player, but it's like that level of
is it arrogance
drive. That Jordan and them had, that passion, it's like the passion, there you go, that's the word. The passion in how they play is gone.
Yeah, LeBron is, he's definitely, George can attest
to he's talented, but he...
It crashed and burned on the side of a hill in L.A.
Yeah, he just signed a two-year, $100 million contract, and the Lakers last year, I think they came in like, George, correct me if I'm wrong, like what, 10th place? Didn't even make the playoffs. And in NBA, everyone makes the playoffs. Anymore.
So. Yeah, LeBron is like the Aaron Rodgers of the NBA.
Aaron Rodgers makes the playoffs every year. The problem that I have with LeBron is that he thinks too much of himself. And you remember this, we're not going to win one. We're not going to win two. He was going to win seven championships in Miami. Remember that nonsense?
He should have stayed with Miami. My thing is, Jordan, here's the thing with LeBron. I'm not dogging LeBron. LeBron is extremely talented. But Jordan knew the formula, the recipe that worked. Mm-hmm. It's like he understood after so long, after he was having them losing seasons, hey, I need my team. And we saw the strengths of his team. You don't mess with the recipe when you know what work.
Right.
So if you saw that Bosch and what D-Wade was working and y'all was getting them two rings, you got to go and do what's best for you. That's where you were going to get your legacy. That's how you was going to get it. But the thing is, Cleveland was not that developed for you to go back to them. You got to have – it can't just be a one-person show. It's not that he's not
talented.
Yeah,
but Dwayne Wade, my brother had better knees than that guy. Let me just tell you that right now. George.
Right, but I'm saying when they were winning, that recipe worked for him. The chemistry worked.
I thought Bosch was horrible, to be honest with you.
Right.
I thought he – see, here's the thing. I stopped watching – after the Jordan era, but I got back into it because LeBron piqued my interest.
Right.
And it was the coolest thing to boo and hate LeBron. So I'm like, you know what? Let me be that guy. Let me go against the grain. And instead of like wearing my Lynn Sandy shirt, which our friend Raz would wear because it's like second fame.
So because you like making fun of me anytime Kobe lost, you send me a text message immediately after the smiley face.
Because Kobe was so good. I'm like, man, is this guy going to lose?
Right.
And he's another idiot. He pushed Shaquille O'Neal away. You could have won a lot more championships, but Shaq was my man. I had the poster in my room back in the day of Shaquille O'Neal in his Magic jersey. I wrote a paper about it in high school. I just read the Cliff Notes. If you remember Cliff Notes?
Right.
But anyways, we can talk about it. NBA, you come back, we'll do an NBA show.
Kobe did the Patriots move with Shaquille to me. Because the Patriots, Gelick thought he had them championships up. I never was a Brady fan, but when he went to Tampa and won a ring, I cheered for Brady out of respect in how he moved with the Patriots because that was a dumb move. How do you crap on somebody that was loyal and got you six rings? Like, you just, that was dumb to me. Like, even if he couldn't be a quarterback anymore, keep him on your defense. He's excellent at reading defense. Have him as a defensive coach, but you just don't throw people away. That's why he won a ring and y'all were home. That's why you're a D-plus team now. That's why you guys suck.
You want to know what happened? Kobe wasn't a fan of Blue Chips. Remember that movie, Blue Chips?
Right, as you can tell, Abigail is the author of It's Messy, and we're going to give her 30 seconds right now to tell us how you can get a copy.
It's Messy. Coming out in 2 weeks, this girl falls for this guy, and he ghosts her, and, you know, she meets somebody else, and the new guy takes her to meet the family, and the old guy she was dating a few years ago happens to be her new boyfriend's big brother. He catfished her. I use that as a blanketed term to mean any kind of online deception. So if you lie about being married or single, or if you're lying about how much money you make, I that should count as catfishing too, because that's deceptive.
I lie about it every day.
Oh my God. But it's a dark comedy. It, you know, those two characters are fighting the entire book, and you're gonna enjoy It's Messy. It'll be available in Barnes and Noble in September. It's also going to be available on Amazon ebook.
I'm glad to say you said Barnes and Noble, because it's important that people still read the printed page. I'm a fan.
Right. And I did you like the book?
Oh, okay, of course. Come on. I wouldn't have you on.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, so thank you for having me.
I tell you what, even if you're not in the hospital, it's a great read.
Thank you.
It's the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Say, everyone is gay. Whatever.
Coven Brothers on Z93, Nirvana, All Apologies.
I totally knew you were going to do this. We were talking to our friend Tyne about this show because she was like,
it's teen.
Give me some ideas. I said, I would bet my house that my brother picks All Apologies, and that was right.
Well, I wanted to pick Nirvana, but this is the legit. If you don't know, his wife killed him.
That's
not the story that was published.
It was the guy from The Mentors.
Yeah, like, sorry, you just had put Courtney Love on my brain. Like, why?
Yeah, we're going to talk about her again. according to comedian Bobcat Goldway, you know who Bobcat Goldway is?
Is that the guy that sounds like has a funny sounding voice?
See, there you go.
He was also in the Police Academy as one of the. Yeah, all he's right. Funny.
From the WB? Is that?
Yep.
Oh, man. The WB,
baby.
Did you watch Dawson's Creek, too?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man.
That was my era.
How you said that she's the target.
But anyways, Bobcat Goldway, who opened for Nirvana at some of the shows during the band's In Utero tour, Cobain had wanted to make a music video for All Apologies that involved him being drunk at the party.
Okay, this was a stretch.
This is when he still had his head. Goldway suggested that Cobain perform the song dressed as Lee Harvey Oswald. You know who that is?
Isn't that the guy who assassinated Kennedy?
Yes. All right. Yes. Where's the buzzer?
So Lee Harvey Oswald singing into the camera while putting his rifle together at the Texas School Book Depository. Okay.
Oh, my God.
There's three shooters, by the way. From which he assassinated JFK. Cobain told Goldway that MTV didn't allow guns in music videos, which I don't know if I believe that one too much. But Goldway suggested they use a pie instead of a gun. So there, my friend, is a little tidbit.
Don't shoot me, but the entertainment industry kind of went left. Like I'm just looking at stuff now. It's like recycled plots. So it's like,
It's a very different situation now than it was when I was your age.
Yeah, I will watch older stuff, not stuff that's coming out now. So that's kind of why I shout out.
Well, everything's being like reshuffled.
That's my point.
Night Court's coming out next year. And one of the only, I think only one guy from the original show.
Because they're all dead.
What's his name? Help me out.
John
Larroquette is the one that's coming back and is going to be on the show again.
That's why I started writing books, because you know what? I want to be a Tyler Perry writer. Tyler Perry, if you hear this, please, you know.
Awesome. It all goes back to Chris Bosh. He's going down there to go after Chris Bosh in the Miami Heat.
No. The only thing that's going after Chris Bosh is monkeypox, okay?
Oh, man. Oh, my
Who died today?
Only one in 2020, okay?
Oh, COVID.
The man that brought the Black Panther to the big screen. This is a sad one. Chadwick Boseman dies of the colon cancer at age 42. Just basically getting started. And when is the next Black Panther coming out?
Sorry, it might be this fall.
Okay. Now, I don't know. So what are they doing? And I'm asking because I haven't seen the first one.
I guess his sister's going to be helping him out or taking over. He got snapped away, and they kept him snapped.
His sister is Michonne from The Walking Dead.
That's the one. Yeah,
I thought they just recast people.
No, I think for this.
Not in this case. No, they're not gonna. They're gonna leave it. Basically, where he snapped, where Thanos snapped everybody away, he kind of stayed away.
So. Well, you've been with us all studio long, so plug some stuff because we didn't get it. You know, there's too much stuff going on in the studio today. What do you got for us?
No, I got like four podcasts going on right now. You can find them all on digitalzoneent.com and iHeartRadio, Spotify, all that good stuff. Audible, yeah, found it out. We're on Audible now. But yeah, I got a regular podcast, Mole and Friends Get Random, Convo Kai, which is talking about Cobra Kai with my friend Eleanor Wrestling from.
That's coming back, right?
Yeah, season 5 coming up. We just got done talking about all the Karate Kid movies. We're actually going to start talking about the next Karate Kid, which is Karate Kid Part 4 with Hilary Swank, which is the last one that actually counted.
I think she's the only one that hasn't shown up on Cobra Kai yet.
She will be. There's rumors that she's going to be showing up this season.
She's fallen off that much from an Oscar that she's going to be on Cobra Kai?
Yes, sir.
When's Will Smith's kid going to drop by, too, and Jackie Chan?
For real.
Pull them up.
I actually fell down that rabbit hole yesterday, and Will Smith is the executive producer of the show, Cobra Kai.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I just found this out the other day.
I don't think they want that to get out.
Yeah. and apparently the Jackie Chan movie exists in their universe, but as a movie.
All right, let's wrap it up. Yep. We got one more song, New Radicals, You Get What You Give. So
this guy died too?
Yeah.
Marilyn
Manson, I guess he commented. He said, I'm not mad that you said you kicked my ass. I just don't want to be used in the same sentence with Courtney Love. I don't know. All I know is we have to get out of here and go buy some Trapper Keepers for our kids. School's coming back next week.
Oh, crap.
A Trapper Keeper?
Yeah. We're bringing those back too.
You're bringing that back?
You want to know why? Because it's messy. Abigail, right. Throw out your shout-outs, and then we'll have Maul do his shout-outs.
Okay, so this is Abigail Massengill. I'm going to give a shout-out to my best friend, Shakia Smith. I'm giving a total shout-out to Chi-Town, all my homies at Chi-Town. Every for at Fresenius in Chi-Town, Chatham, Roseland, Bridgeport,
Rockford,
Congress Parkway, all of y'all, Shakia Smith.
All these people better be listening, girl.
Right. All of y'all, all, right. all of y'all, all of y'all that's listening and follow me, I love you. And this is Abigail Massengill from Z93.
All right, well, we're out of time. What do you got, Mo?
Give a shout out to Hannah, my broadcast partner. Give a shout out to Eleanor, my other broadcast partner, and Andre Gower, my soon-to-be broadcast partner.
All right, we're the Colvin Brothers on
Z93.
Colvin Brothers Podcast.
A weasel walks into a bar, and after the weasel took a seat, the bartender came over and said, "Gee, I've never had a weasel in my bar before. What can I get you to drink?" "Pop," goes the weasel.
It's family.